All right, at this point, we'll pause in check-ins. I will still grab text box check-ins while Rob does the training presentation. We'll resume voice check-ins afterwards. After the training presentation, Rob will also open up for questions and answers for net participants. So at this time, I'll turn the net over to Rob, KD1CY, for this month's training presentation. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay, we'll say good evening again to you, Daryl, and good evening to all on the net. Again, thanks, Daryl, for picking up the net. We will be reading off the text box check-ins. We will read the text box check-ins off after the presentation. And also, for those, I saw N50ZG repeater just reconnected here into the network. We will be doing voice check-ins again right after the presentation for tonight. So we'll break and we'll begin a review on National Hurricane Conference amateur radio presentations, along with a few other items regarding the VOIP Hurricane Net and some changes in National Hurricane Center products. Break for more. And this is KD1CY for the VOIP Hurricane Prep Net. We'll start on slide number two, just the agenda of the topics. For tonight's presentation, we'll talk about the National Hurricane Conference Amateur Radio Workshop. Also remind folks of the archive of past National Hurricane Conference Amateur Radio Workshops that are available online that folks can look at. An overview of some preparatory plans for this year for the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season. A review of changes to National Hurricane Center products and services. And then we'll give a reminder to folks of the various ways to learn more about the VOIP Hurricane Net presence on the web, Facebook, Twitter, and email. Break for more. This is KD1CY continuing. I'll just remind folks the presentation is on the website, voipwx.net, for those that may be looking for it and are near a computer. On slide number three, the overview of National Hurricane Conference amateur radio presentations. So the National Hurricane Conference is expected to be held in Orlando, Florida at the Orlando Hilton on April 14th through the 18th, 2014. Further info will be is available at the link hurricanemeeting.com. We will have a large presence at the conference, as has happened for a number of years. I want to recognize once again the folks on the N50ZG repeater and the system there. The folks there were very hospitable to us at the conference and had a large dinner gathering the night before the conference, which was excellent, and they had approximately 60 amateurs at the Amateur Radio Workshop in New Orleans. And in 2012, last time it was in Orlando, this conference alternates between a different location on the odd years in Orlando on the even number of years. We had over 100 folks at the conference in Orlando in 2012, and hopefully we'll have a similar turnout. The VOIP Hurricane Net, we have been represented at the conference since 2008. There will be multiple talks offered targeting different audiences at the conference. As has been the case the last few years when we've been in Orlando, we are expecting to be at the Orange County, Florida EOC to give a kind of condensed version of the presentations to the amateurs in the area on the evening of April 15th outside of the conference. Those details are still in the works. We do plan to visit WX4NHC, the amateur radio station at the National Hurricane Center, and get into a presentation for those folks as well, and also get potentially hear from some of the folks, some of the hurricane specialists at the Hurricane Center while we meet the group there. So that's something that we've done in the past. I see that the N50ZG repeater system, I think it may have been disconnected when I mentioned it before, so I'll mention it again with them connected to thank them again for last year's hospitality in New Orleans. It was a good turnout and a great dinner before we conducted the amateur radio workshop in New Orleans. Break for more. This is KD1CY continuing on slide number four. This is the overview of the National Hurricane Conference amateur radio presentations. It will be on Tuesday, April 15th, starting at 10:30 a.m. There will be session from 10:30 a.m. to noon, a break from noon to 1:30, a session from 1:30 to 3 p.m., a break from 3 to 3:30 p.m., and then from 3:30 to 5 p.m. is the rest of the workshop. All those times are Eastern Daylight Time, so adjust times accordingly for your location. So some of the folks in the Central Time Zone back this time frame up 1 hour. So various presentations will be given. We will have a presentation from the director of the National Hurricane Center, Dr. Richard Knapp, on the importance of amateur radio surface reports. He has presented at the last couple of amateur radio workshops, and we will have him in attendance again this year. New presentation for this year is from Bob Robichaud, VE1MBR. He occasionally comes to the hurricane conferences, and we've tapped him to give an overview of Canadian Hurricane Center operations and amateur radio's role at the Canadian Hurricane Center, which will be a very interesting presentation. Bob is a meteorologist there. They also, I know he works on the winter systems as well, working with the folks in Canwarren and the Canadian Maritimes. So it'll be very good to have Bob present. And then we will have the overview of WX4NHC operations by WD4R Julio Rapol and K4AG John McHugh, WX4NHC coordinators who we work with very closely. Break, more to follow. And this is KD1CY, continuing on slide number 4. We will have Bobby Graves, the net manager of the Hurricane WatchNet, KB5HAV, give an overview of the Hurricane WatchNet operations. And then I will be there to give the overview of the VOIP Hurricane Net, as along with the differing views on Hurricane Sandy. One of those views was going to be presented by Dennis Dura, K2DCD. Unfortunately, he will not be able to attend, so we will be covering both of those topics. And then we will talk about the 2013 Boston Marathon Amateur Radio Response. Tuesday, April 15th, in very ironic terms, especially for myself, is the one-year anniversary of last year's Boston Marathon and the bombings that took place. In past years at the Hurricane Conference, WX4NHC, Julio WD4R, and John K4AG have presented the Haiti earthquake operations that they conducted. This has been run the last 3 to 4 years. It's been run in Orlando a couple times, and they will likely cycle this back when it's brought to another venue. When the Hurricane Conference is brought to another venue, they will likely present that again, since it had been presented at past conferences. And the significance of being the one-year anniversary of the bombings at the Marathon and amateur radio's role there, it does tie in to hurricane situations in terms of situational awareness. So we've added that topic to this year's slate of presentations. And we're hoping that that will be of value to all the folks present. And I'm thankful to several of the folks who thought adding that presentation on the Marathon would be a good idea for this year. And then there will be an ARRL update, an amateur radio wrap session on the emergency manager's hidden resource given by Southeast Division Director K4AC, Doug Raymond, and KI1U, Mike Corey, who is the ARRL Manager of Preparedness and Response. Break for more. And this is KD1CY for the VOIP Hurricane Net. This is the April 2014 presentation, giving an overview on presentations for this year's National Hurricane Conference, along with several other small topics. Slide number 5 gives you the links to National Hurricane Conference presentations and the PR. So you see the PR links from the Southeast Division and ARRL website. They are listed in the presentation. You can also find that on voipwx.net. At least a link to the ARRL website story. The session, as has been the case the last few years, will be live-streamed for those that are not able to get to the Hurricane Conference or the workshop. We're still hoping for a strong physical turnout locally, but this is to really broaden the ability to folks to see the workshop from across various parts of the country and even, you know, across the Caribbean area as well. The links listed are nsradio.org/stream.htm and voipwx.net/file/stream.htm. That has the live stream information. Note the schedules there are not up to date. They will be updated prior to the workshops on Tuesday, April 15th. And Jim Palmer, KB1KQW, who is a videographer by trade, will be doing the live streaming again as in past years. Last year, the internet at in New Orleans was a bit touchy and it was a little bit more difficult. If it's a similar setup to what we've seen at the Orlando Hilton in 2012, I think it will be that much more robust to the live streaming this year. So we'll keep folks posted on that. Break for more. And we move on to slide number 6. This is the archives to various National Hurricane Conference amateur radio workshop presentations and content from the conferences of the and the workshops of the last 2 years. From an amateur radio perspective, can be seen at the links listed on the slide. We do have portions of older prior years also available. And we also did a presentation on the VOIP Hurricane Net a few years back from the 2008 National Hurricane Conference. And the last time we visited WX4NHC, or actually it wasn't the last time we had visited there, the last couple times when the conference was in Orlando, but we did detail the visit from 2008. Those links are available for reference for those that would like to look at them and get an idea of how we've evolved the amateur radio workshop at the National Hurricane Conference over the years, as well as some work that we've done when the conference has been in Orlando, visiting the team at WX4NHC at the National Hurricane Center in Miami to establish that very close personal relationship between the VOIP net and WX4NHC. Break for more. And this is KD1CY continuing with a presentation for the VOIP Hurricane Net for this month of April. We want to talk a little bit now, shifting a little bit away from the Hurricane Conference Amateur Radio Workshop information onto the VOIP Hurricane Net preparations for the 2014 hurricane season. We will be likely doing the WX4NHC communications test, which is likely to be the weekend after Memorial Day. I believe that'll actually be Saturday, May 31st this year. We will confirm, I'm sure, when we're in Florida this month. The hurricane season will start on a Sunday, June 1st. So it will likely be that weekend, but we will confirm that for folks when we get down to Florida. We are always looking for net controls, both for the regular net and for net activations, and we will try to promote that further this year. We would like to look at net control training. The weekly net is pretty straightforward, but we'll briefly cover that and really focus on activations. We did the last training in 2012 just prior to Hurricane Isaac. We are always looking for contacts in the affected areas of the U.S., East and Gulf Coast, Caribbean, Mexico, and Canada, interfacing with existing weather nets, Skywarn nets, the Canwarn nets up in Canada, to establish that connection to WX4NHC to gather surface data. And there are a lot of other national organizations from Red Cross to Salvation Army and other entities that value from the information that can be provided from the net. And break for more. And we always have been looking at unique ways to gather information, looking at the various weather stations that are available across the APRS and Citizens Weather Observing Program networks, Weather Underground. There are some interesting weather forums that have spotter reports, such as the American Weather Forum. Certainly StormKRib.com has been very helpful for the areas down by the Caribbean to gather reports and information. And, you know, we have a number of folks up here in New England that have pitched in for the VOIP Hurricane Net. We're always worried that if our year is this year to get a direct strike from a hurricane, that we keep the net in operation and others from our net management team can assist with the net. We've really dodged a couple bullets in 2011 with Irene, though it was a sizable impact, not a major impact to communications. Same thing in 2012 with Sandy up here in New England. So certainly down towards Long Island, New York City, and New Jersey, a very different story. So we didn't miss by much, and we still had a relatively sizable impact from a system that was several hundred miles off our coastline. So always something that we're worried about and something that we mention each year when we're doing planning for the new season. Break for more. And this is KD1CY for the VOIP Hurricane PrepNet, continuing with the April 2014 presentation. I wanted to mention, again, some NHC products and services, some changes in National Hurricane Center products and services. We've covered in the last couple of months, NETS, the new storm surge flood potential map. When a hurricane watch is issued, and in some cases a tropical storm watch, the map is to be released within an hour of the advisory package issuance. We've talked about that one. There are some enhancements to the tropical weather outlook and graphical tropical weather outlook. The five-day tropical weather outlook has gone from experimental to operational. There will be a new five-day graphical tropical weather outlook beginning July 1st of this year. It will provide a corridor of where disturbance could develop, and it will not include existing tropical systems in the graphic because they're covered in other graphics. The 48-hour graphical tropical weather outlook will note systems as X's versus ovals. So some changes in the maps, and there are more details that we have a link in the presentation that folks can review. And they are also eliminating the intensity probability table in the wind speed probability text product, mainly because users were misinterpreting that data. So, again, you know, something to look at via the link that is available that has those details. I see a quick question about the web link for the material. VOIPWX.net has the presentation in PDF format. Break for more. And this is KD1CY continuing on slide number 9, continuing on an update of NHC products and services for 2014. The NHC Tropical Weather Outlook and Tropical Weather Discussion products will now be in mixed case with a full set of punctuation. Many folks know most of the Weather Service products are in all capitals, don't necessarily have all the punctuation. That's going to change for the Tropical Weather Outlook and Tropical Weather Discussion for this year. It will not change for the advisory packages. The Tropical Cyclone Cone of Uncertainty, or that cone of where a system could track, will be trimmed slightly to be slightly smaller. So it means the forecast models have gotten that a bit more accurate. It's allowing the mild difference in what the track could be to be a bit smaller, and that's that cone of uncertainty. There is a link at the NHC website that has all these changes with greater details for those that are interested. And the document also includes the National Hurricane Center social media information, including the NHC Facebook page and Dr. Richard Knabb, NHC Director's Twitter handle. So definitely encourage folks to like the NHC Facebook page and follow the NHC Director on Twitter for those that are into Twitter and Facebook social media. Break for more. And this is KD1CY with the final slide for this evening's presentation, so a little bit shorter presentation this evening. Just want to remind folks of all of our ways that we try to get the word out. We have our website, VOIPWX.net. Encourage folks that use Facebook to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOIPWXnet. Our Twitter handle is also VOIPWXnet, so twitter.com/VOIPWXnet. You can follow us there. Our VOIPWXnet Yahoo group is VOIP-WXnet@yahoogroups.com. So multiple different ways to follow our net, along with our regular nets here on this system. We will meet again next month in May. Then we will shift to weekly for hurricane season. For the May 2014 VOIP net, I think we will do a review of our trip to WX4NHC and give some outcomes and analysis of the amateur radio workshop at the National Hurricane Conference in Orlando. And for a future VOIP hurricane net, we will be looking at net control operator training for current and potentially newly recruited net controls for the net. As I said, the last net control training was before Hurricane Isaac in August of 2012. we'll be looking to revise that for some of the changes since that time. And we'll also provide any differing changes or changes as far as procedures for net controls. Break for more. And I'll remind folks, as we talked about the net, we will do the first Saturday of the month for May. I know we are using Eastern time to for our net, so the next net after that will be June 7th, and then we will be in a weekly mode starting with the June 7th net and points forward. So that brings us to the end of our presentation for this evening. I hope this is helpful to folks, and hope folks will get a chance to be at the National Hurricane Conference in Orlando, either by the live stream or by being physically there for those that are closer to the Orlando area. And we'll now open it up for any questions for this evening's presentation. Any questions, please give us your call only. This is KD1CY.
K3WRY.
K3WRY. Joe, go ahead.
Rob, you mentioned a site for Caribbean monitoring, storm. I got the word storm and then .com. Could you repeat it, please?
Sure thing. It's Storm K-Rib. Storm, C-A-R-I-B, all one word, .com. It's also in the presentation in PDF format off our website, and in case you need it, Joe, make sure you have that message. Go ahead.
Hey, Roger on that. Appreciate it. Thank you very much, K3WRY Clear.
Okay, very good. And open it up again for further questions. Please go ahead with your call sign only. Okay, nothing heard there. I'll just put out one more call for any questions on tonight's presentation on the National Hurricane Conference, the NHC products, future preparatory plans for this year's Atlantic hurricane season for the VOIP Hurricane Net. Please give us your call sign only. Okay, nothing heard. So I'll turn it back to Daryl to take some voice check-ins. I know we had a couple of text box check-ins that we'll pick up for our list, and we'll read those off, and we'll button it up here for the month of April for the VOIP Hurricane Prep Net. And thanks again, Daryl, for picking up the net. WX1DER, KD1CY.
All right, Rob, thanks. One last question. I gather there will be an audio recording of tonight's training presentation. I'll link to that on the website shortly after the net is over. Over.
Yes, that's correct. The recording of this net will be available, if not tonight, sometime on Sunday. KD1CY, back to net.